Preis genossen, auf FIFA Nummer 21.
Number 21.
Oh, for fear I can not stand.
Dankeschön für die zwei Leute. Der letzte Leid, ich dachte, red so fern. Auf. Oder merkt ihn ab. Ihr denkt an, wie ich das so leicht, dass wir uns ein Doof fällen, schwere Schlieren fällen. Und doch, wird wie, der Herr ist noch wie. Ich habe mein Thema, meine Andacht von genannt, Jesus Christus, Gott sein Sehen, und Jesus Christus, Gott sein Evangelium. Wer ist Gott zu uns? Wer is Jesus to ons? Wat beweest God, wanneer Jesus Christus schakend deed, dat hij would maak ons leven, met ons wandelen, en dan sterven voor de ganze wereld zijn? We lezen in Johannes kapitel 3, vers 16, hoe Jezus zei te Nicodemus, God had de wereld zoveel lief, dat hij zijn eigen zin heeft dat al die aan leven niet worden verloren gaan op het eeuwige leven kan gaan. En dan, wanneer Jezus zijn arbeid vorig weer hier op deze eerd, en hij dan terugvoert naar hemel, naar voren, dan werden er twee engel wat er stond deden met de jongen wat in de hekken deden. En dan zeiden de engel tot de jongen, dus we lezen in Apostelgeschichte 1, vers 11, dit Jezus, die van jund in hemel neergenomen wordt kracht zou terugkomen als je hem had zijn naar hemel voren. Zo dan moeten we nu Advent kijken dan. Wel wie ons alle vrouwen. Hoe is onze gemeenschap met God? Waar staat hij? Lees wie de schrift. Dat woord wat God zelfs aan zijn jeugd heeft. Bid wie te God en vrouwen aan dat hij ons mag helpen, zodat we worden heilig wonen. We weten dat hij zegt tot ons in 1 Petrus, je zal heilig zijn, dus ik heilig zie. Studeer wie God zijn woord en geef ons de tijd te weten wie God is, wie Jezus is. Weet wie dat wat God voor ons alle heeft vrijgemaakt? De hoop, de vrede, de vrijheid en de kracht wat in zijn leven is. En wat alle van deze, die kan ontstaan door Jezus Christus. Gaan we de leer van het Oude Testament, waar we gaan leer nu leer, waar we vangen wat true God is, tot alles wat hij ons jemals gezegd heeft. En waar hij alleen God is. En waar ook vorig merken, jeder verspreken, wat hij af jemals te ons gereed. We weten dat God als true te zijn woord. We weten dat van Israël boosie deed en God herken deed, dat wil God zijn mensheid zijn. En we weten ook dat wanneer de mensen niet gehoorzaam werden, wanneer ze niet worden boosie doen, dat we God dwijnt toch een hammer terug te zijn woord. En hij arbeidt met zijn mensen zo, met de mensen, dat hij worden hem luisterd aanbrengen en waar het tegen hem komen. We lezen in Psalm 104, vers 8. Hij heeft zijn bund niemals vergeten. Dat woord dat hij voor duizend generations bevolen heeft. Er kan wie de leer, er de gelijkenissen en de arbeid van Jezus want ons kan leren, moed geven, helpen, en strijd melden, zodat we gewoon terug zijn, of terug blijven tot aan. We lezen in Psalm 46, vers 10, waar God zegt, ziet stil en zijt aan, dat ik God zie. Ik wil maken veldje je eerd worden, en ik wil op je eerd onder koning gaan. We moeten zijn in eng van alles. er ook even nog tversnijden. Veel tversnijden. God wat hij hier kreeg. We weten nog van God, Israël van de Egypte land eruit neemt deed. God kreeg de eer, waar ook nog Farao nog zo jij aan weer. Of we kunnen ook Daniel lezen. Waar de kennis wat met Daniel, wat Daniel met te doen had. De Eden God. Zo met dat wil ik ten tekst lezen van Lucas kapitel 1, vers 67 tot 79. We weten dat Zacharias en Elisabeth die hadden jong gehad in het ouder deel, dat via Johannes de Täufer. En dan van de buren via, dan kwam de Heilige Geest op Zacharias nap. Dan ziet hij een profetische zendstijd. Je zendt als de Heer Israël er God. Wil zij haar zien volk Israël bezocht en je raad. Hij heeft ons uit zijn knecht David zijn huis met een geweldige heiland beschonken. Zoals hij ons van alle tijden her, of van verher, door zijn heilige profeten heeft zijn loten. Dat wie van onze vriend en al die ons niet lieden kunnen, zullen je raad worden. Om de genood aan ons te bewijzen dat hij ons onze voorouders versproken had en zijn heilige bond niet te vergeten. Den eed den hij onze voorouder Abraham doorop geschworen had. Dat wie van onze vriend vrijgemaakt zijn, aan worden onenvaart deinen kennen en heiligheid en ook in gerechtigheid, zolang als we leven. En du kent, en hier reed hij te zien ene kent, en du kent worst den allerhechten zijn profeet genaamd worden. Wilst du worst den Herrn voorafgaan om den weg rijk te maken? Du worst den volk zijn, dat zij doordat kennen geraad worden, van aan die zinnen verjeefd worden. En dan reed hij waarop van Jezus. En daar God zijn licht hoe je met liet, wat de morgen zon van hemel even ons opgonen, even die te schienen, die doodeswaard in diestern zetten, en onze feit op den vredensweg napsturen. Zo hier hebben we Zacharias, de voorouder van den Täufer Johannes, waar hij God bestonden deed en ook prijzen deed, dat hij wordt vorig merken, jeder verspreken, dat de Messias komen wordt. En wanneer we reden nu van dat Evangelium Gottes, zien zijn Jezus Christus, dan reden we van de Erlösung, dat nodig we voor alle mensheid. Dit is wat ons alwetende God gepland had van ons omvang de wereld. En God leidt ook Adam en Eva weten van dit. Nadem dat zij gevallen werden, nadem dat zij hadden van de boom gegeten, wanneer de slang zei, er wordt vriendschap zijn tussen de vrouw en die, er wordt vriendschap zijn tussen er zoot en dien zoot, en er zoot wordt den kop verwonden en die wordt zijn haak verwonden. En we weten dat deze prophezeiing van Erlösung wil God huwen door vele profeten en zal gaan op gans pad Jezus gekomen via. En dus Zacharias hier ook deed en onze schriftlezing. Een prophezeiing dat wat er zeer bekend weer, ook weer God geleerd, want de Juden fing vi in Micah kapitel 4, vers 2. Då leser vi, Ober du Bethlehem, wenn du einer von den kleinsten in Juda bist, doch wird der Erlöser von dir kommen, der über Israel der Leiter sein wird. Dann schlüpft wie dort den Vers mit, Hei es dich, der von Emma gewahrst es. Wenn Jesus zu den Pharisäern sagen würde in Johannes Kapitel 8, Vers 58, Euer Abraham wir, dann wir ich. Dann sagt Jesus mal bloß dort, was wir groß lesen würden in Micah Kapitel 4, Vers 2. Dass das Messias, der wird der ewige Gott sein, von Emma. Und er wird kommen zu dieser Erde im Fleisch, praktisch wie Menschen sind. Aber diese Juden, wurde Jesus so sehr gehen und wehren. Und doch mal für sein, sie wissen, was schafft wir. Da man Herodes und Frieden und wo soll das Jesus sie bühren wollen, dann sehen sie an. Aber gerade so, als sie zu ihm sein, denen, wo sie gebühren wollen, hatten sie auch solche sein zu ihm, wer das Jesus wird sein. Der Rebbe wird von Emma sein. Und ich glaube, wir können jeder doch so, wenn einer nicht abpassen wird, einer kann bloß ein Port von Gott in die Welt lesen und dann dort andere Worte kreisfertig ist, dort lohnt für Tag. Dann, wenn die Kirche dort hat, jemals gewähren, wenn Jesus in der Rede hat und wenn sie wollen dort nicht annehmen, wenn sie dort würden, haben gewähren mit Worte Schrift und sein Rede. Dass das Jesus wird von Amazon, dann würde alle haben Fantop gepostet. Und wenn wir denken von Gott, wo Herr Jesus gegeben hat zu uns, und die Seligkeit übergearbeitet durch Jesus, denken wir jemals an, wer hat jemals einen Plan gehabt zu stehen? Ein Plan, was er so vor dir ist. Ein Plan, was er so für Emma ist. Emma. Für Herr, Fennel, Marion und Vada und Vada und Emma Marion. Und dort ist Gott. Wer hat alle Haft aufgestellt? Kann blieben im Sein. Emma, das Selje und das Selje und das Selje. Und das wir lesen dann in Johannes Kapitel 19, Vers 30. Es ist vor dich. Was nie muss ändern. Was immer so soll sein. Gott sind aufgehoben als eine Arbeit, wo er sicherlich keine Menschenhilfe bedürftig wäre. Gott sind eine Arbeit, da steht ganz allein. Wir lesen in Epheser Kapitel 2, Vers 8 und 9, wir sind gerat durch Gott seine Gnade, willst wir leben. Dort ist nicht durch uns, dort ist ein Geschenk von Gott. Dort ist nicht entworken, sodass keiner Ursache hat, sich selbst zu loben. Wir als Menschen haben nicht was der was wertvoll ist, oder helfen wird, was der Feld zu Gott sein wird, bietet dann. Und einer kann nicht wenn einer da mal mit ihm denken, dass, wo geht das auch nicht? Because wenn Menschen würden keine bieten, oder von dort wahrnehmen, würden wir niemals weiten, wo wir wären. Und wenn wir nicht leben dann an die Gof Jesus, dann haben wir eh nicht nichts. Und so geht auch die Schrift. Ich kann zum Eng. Wir würden gerne sehen, alles, was wir leben oder sehen, wie wir leben, taugt nicht taub. Wir lesen in Apostelgeschichte 4, Vers 12. Du hast auch keine Rettung, keine Seligkeit. Wirst uns Menschen als kein Nomen gibt unter den Himmel, wodurch wir können selig werden. You know, wenn Jesus nicht wie Hobro kommen, uns zu raten, warum würde er dann nicht gewachsen sein, vor allem, dass er durch Christ abnehmen wird? Wir wissen, dass Gott hat kann nicht Fehler machen, weil es dann nach seinem Heiligtum, dann erst hat gebrochen. Es ist nicht mehr vor dich. So, wir können sehen, wo alle Schrift. Er ist so wichtig. Wir sollten ungesagt ans Glauben, dort kann standhaft sein, dort Jesus ist unsere Seligkeit. Wie kann man kommen zu Gott? Durch Jesus. Durch den Glauben. Wie wir leben, nun dort er gekommen ist, zu leben mit uns, dass wir dann und dann noch Kriegs abnehmen würde und war abstehen an den dritten Tag. Und Jesus hat auch gesagt, hat auch selbst gesagt, zu uns in Johannes 14, Vers 1, ich bin der Weg, der Wahrheit und das Leben. Kein Mensch kann nun vorkommen aus durch mich. You know, diese Wahrheit ist ähnlich sehr schmal. Und doch ist es groß genug. Dort erst einer, was er will, nur Gott kommen, was er kann. So, du hast mal bloß ein Weg, nur vorher. Und dort ist durch Jesus. Und wir können sein, der macht ohne Fehler, Lamm Gottes. Wir lesen auch in 1. Korinther 15, Vers 14. Wie der Apostel Paulus schrieb, und wenn Christus erst nicht abgestorben, dann erst ans Reden zu jüng mit uns wird, und jüng glauben erst auch ladig. You know, so schön als Jesus nicht mehr da ist, dann sind wir verloren. Da haben wir keine Hoffnung. Und zum Schluss für diese erste Andacht, zu allen von uns, macht wir sein, wir haben nicht tot genommen. Wir haben nicht wahrzunehmen, das ist Gott im Plan und sie allein. Und wir wollen Wort von immer stehen. So, dann werden wir noch erst ein Knie gehen für die, die kennen. Und wir werden Gott danken, dass er uns so einen Plan gegeben hat, was keiner was kann vermerken. Leider erst ein Plan, was er für immer stehen. So mit dort werden wir uns noch Hand rein zum Gebet. In Jesu Namen. Amen.
Take your book, turn to page 77, Blessed Christmas Time. Number 77, can we stand, please?
Christmas time, joyous Christmas time, bringing gladness for all the earth. Darkness. Christmas time, bringing gladness for all the earth. Wondrous salvation, bright for every nation. Praise ye, praise ye, the Savior's birth. Blessed Christmas time.
Thank you for the song. You know, and when we think of loudly proclaiming, you know, that's what we're able to do. You know, that story is so sure. Jesus has come, and he will come again. So why would God choose to do this for us, having Jesus leave his heavenly home to come and live amongst us, die on the cross, be resurrected, and then return to his heavenly home? But we know that Jesus, before he ascended, he promised that he will return again. As we read in John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And why would God do this for us? Let's turn to Acts chapter 17, and let's read verses 24 and 25. "God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things." So we see very clearly here that God is not looking to advantage himself on our account. There was no selfish tone when he went about doing this for us. It was simply a gift of God. Because it is, as we read in John chapter 3, verse 27, where John the Baptist, he reminds his people, "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven." You know, that is our state. We need God, and he wants to help. And God has demonstrated this approach throughout life. You know, God knew that this work of us being brought back together again with him after the fall of Adam would be an impossible work for us to accomplish. And we know that if there had been possible to have a different strategy that could have been employed then through Jesus, it would have been done, because Jesus prayed, "If it is possible." So we see that there is only one ultimate power. So why did God do this for us? What relationship did he establish between himself and mankind? We know that when God first created the world and mankind, he created them very good, as we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." And when we continue reading scripture from here, we find that it was not God who brought about this separation from him, and it was not God that brought about this need of redemption so that there could be a coming together again. So we need to remember that this redemption, it was our need. It was my need, it was your need. And which would involve a process. He would need to become one of us. He would need to engage a trial. He would need to take on the cross. And he would need to rise again. You know, we have very fine words in Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8, which I want to read. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So this was who Jesus was. He was not going over and beyond himself when he said, I am equal with God. And so then we read on, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So Jesus, upon taking on this work of redeeming mankind, even though he was equal with God, it did not enter his mind that what was asked of him was unfair. What a gift. And we know that we ourselves were not able to be any part of it. And when we read of how God created mankind, we find that we are a special creation. We are set apart in God's image after his likeness, and we have been given dominion, or to be above that of the other things that God has created. So God very purposely used a different template when he created mankind than when he created the world and the animals with it. He breathed into the nostrils of mankind the breath of life. He did not do that with the animals, who in a sense, they breathe and motor around just like we do. This breath of life with a designation of in God's image and after his likeness from God was so separate from his other creation. It was distinctly for mankind. Mankind has been created to be in a special relationship with God like none other. When God created us, he made us like himself. Why? So that we would have a capacity for a close and personal fellowship with him. And also so that we might serve and glorify him. You know, our connection with God is his highest priority and purpose for our lives. Intimacy with God dictates wisdom, hope, courage, and as such is also able to very effectively guide us in the perplexities of life, struggles of life. When we further think of this special relationship that God has made possible for us to be in with him, we can read 2 Peter 3, verse 10. But the way of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. So what is left? What will not be burnt up? It's our soul. God has established a relationship, a connection, a bond with mankind that he will never rescind or throw away. It is a relationship that God will always protect. This is the God who has created us. And this is the God that is asking us to have or to value this relationship that he has spread out for us. And the key to sparing this relationship and sustaining it to the end of the world was Jesus becoming a man. becoming as we, but without sin. And then in this sinless state, take upon himself our sin, in fact, all the sin of the world, and engage the cross. And then through this, making provision that all the world through him might be able to have salvation and keep alive the very passion of God that he already practiced when he first created the world. He made it so that there would need to be no one that would go lost. God knew what was going to happen. We read in Romans 5, verse 8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And this Jesus is coming again, as we reminded ourselves before in John chapter 14, verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The eternal home of the blessed. You know, God has no intention about forgetting or leaving behind or leaving undone what he has planned all along. You know, as much as God has sought to establish an intimate relationship with mankind, God through Jesus has made it possible that this intimate relationship can be established, nurtured, and maintained. We read in Matthew 5, verse 17, where Jesus says, think not that I am come to destroy the world or to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. You know, we cannot think or say that Jesus' revelation of God, like the New Testament, is different than that of the Old Testament. And here I just want to read from Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13. And I will be putting in the name of Jesus and the name of God where we have the pronoun he. Who, being the brightness, or that's Jesus being the brightness of God's glory and the express image of God's person, and upholding all things by the word of God's power, when he had by himself purged, that's Jesus, when Jesus had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So there's only one God. And I believe it wasn't in one of the songs that we sang this morning. I think it was the first one. You know, even though God has made himself available to mankind in the three-person capacity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, believers in Jesus Christ must never forsake this foundational truth that there is only one God and that Jesus is God as well. You know, when we read through the book of Hebrews, we find that the writer to the Hebrews, he is very specific, very keen on making it very clear that Jesus is much better, much more than just a great teacher or a mighty prophet. Yes, even higher than the angels. And also, how often did not Jesus, when he contended with the scribes and the Pharisees, where he told them that he was not following or teaching his own will, but rather the will of the Father? I'll read John chapter 8, verse 29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. You know, Jesus did not come to destroy, but to fulfill, to make possible, to help. Jesus never came to contradict the Father, but as a sacrifice to ransom humankind. This has been God the Father's plan from the very beginning of time. You know, Jesus, when he came to us in human form, he was sinless. He was unlike any of his predecessors or those that would come after. Yes, he was as we, but he was sinless. Jesus was Lord himself, just as the angel of the Lord referenced in Matthew 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. We know that the law from mankind's standpoint needed a helper. The law was perfect. And yet, Scripture tells us that we have all sinned. God had given it. But through God's mercy, God would work it in a way that only was able to be worked if it were to be an advantage or to help us. And so this helper would need to come from himself, and so it could be none other than Jesus Christ himself. And so Jesus says, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. So how do we establish, nurture, and maintain a real and active relationship with God, and which can only happen through the person of Jesus Christ? We could again read John 3:16. We could also add John 3:17, where we read, and God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You know, here we have both a promise of God and also the passion of God. The promise of God is that if we believe in Jesus, we are guaranteed everlasting life with God. And the passion of God is that he does not want us lost. He does not want the death of a sinner. We read in Psalm 116, verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. You know, we can honestly say here that if God had not cared for humankind, he would not have needed to give us Jesus. And this care and love of God also leads me to believe that there is no one that God, through the Holy Spirit, will not touch in some way. Trying to convince that he is the Lord that we need to seek after. So what does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? And I want to read James 2, verse 19 here, and I'm only reading it to help us understand or to make us think what it means to believe. And we read there, James 2:19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. And then it says, the devils also believe, but tremble. So why do the demons tremble? And we have to say that it is not because they don't believe that, they do not, it is not because they don't believe that God exists or that Jesus exists. It is not that they don't believe that Jesus arose from the dead. They believe it. They know it. And you know what? In all the examples that we read of the demons in Scripture, when they address Jesus, they will always address him perfectly. They will always tell us exactly who he is, always. And I'll just read you one example. It's Matthew chapter 8, verse 29. And behold, the demons cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? It's a perfect statement. You know, these demons, they dwelt with God in heaven before God threw them out. You know, the demons are well aware of spiritual realities as to what God desires, but they willingly choose to live in rebellion. They purposely choose not to submit to God and obey Him. But Jesus says as much that if we believe in Him, we will also believe in the Father, as we read in John 14, verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the works. And in John 14, verse 21, we read, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest or reveal myself to him. You know, there is no way that when we say we believe, that we will even want to hide ourselves from him. And in James 2, verse 20, we read, But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? So the writer is telling us that if we have faith, it will show in our conduct. Work done in obedience to God is evidence of our faith. It is not meant that this work will earn our salvation, but it verifies that we are following Christ. You know, our response to following Jesus is confirmation that the Holy Spirit is molding us into the likeness of Christ. We must also remember that when Jesus said to Nicodemus, For God so loved the world, Jesus also said to him earlier and in the very same night, Except you are born again, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And we know that we are born again the moment we accept that Jesus Christ is the only one who can redeem us and we confess him as our Savior and Lord. Romans 10, verse 9 reads, That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou wilt be saved. When we believe that Jesus has triumphed over death, we are granting that he has the ability to save, the authority to lead, and the wisdom to transform. Because how else can someone be our Lord and Savior unless we submit to him and allow him to lead and to teach? So as we celebrate the birth of Christ this season, let us rejoice that God is love, and that in the same way that his love directed him to Jesus, let us also allow our believing in Jesus to also draw us to faithfully submit to Jesus and serve him as we love one another, as we wait for Jesus to come again. Let us close with prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time to thank you for the abundant mercy that you have bestowed upon us. Lord God, we see how you have gone out of your way to accommodate us. You gave us the law. It was not enough. And so then you gave us Jesus so that confession could be made and your cross would take it up. Lord God, we just want to thank you for all that you have done for us. Help us to know that there is nothing in this world that is more important than our eternal life with you. Lord God, we pray for all, each one of us. We ask your blessing upon us. May we go with your word in mind. May it be our light. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now for anything else that might be on your hearts, I again ask you to kneel with me in prayer. Let us all kneel. The Lord hear all of our fervent, faithful prayers.
Again, take the red book and turn to number 68. Thou didst leave thy throne. Number 68.
You know, there's room in my heart for thee. What a confession. Praise God. I have some announcements here for you this morning. Jake Bickert let me know this morning that he wasn't feeling well. So let's also pray for him, for healing, that his health might return. And I have an announcement here from Reverend Art Weeb. He says, attention parents, baby dedication is coming soon. Please register for baby with Reverend Art Weeb as soon as possible. For contact and information, call the church office. That's 204-325-7676. So I'm sure it'll probably be in your bulletin next week. And then also today, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in New Bothwell. That's the all-youth Christmas program there. And then also our Sunday school program here. The program is on Friday, December the 16th at 7:30. Please come and help us celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Those announcements are in your bulletin. So for more clarity, you can just look there. Other than that, I have nothing more to bring to you this morning, but to thank you for coming. May God bless you as we walk in His counsel, as we take His counsel and put it upon ourselves, it will carry us. So with that, let's bow for the benediction. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Thank you. God bless your week.